comes floating through a sky of flutes and birds. Yes, I could let this play all the way, but there's still another 8 minutes, so I'll bring it back down to earth, unfortunately. So this is the project of a Nicole Miglis, also from the band 100 Waters, and this is her solo flute experimentation ambient project called Battery Power. It's BATRYPOWR. A complete disregard for E's, most vowels. Yes, this is an album called Unity Flute, and we are listening to the title track at the moment. Yeah, makes you want to swim or sleep or something. Makes me. So from Gainesville, Florida, by the way, this project. And before this, we heard a band from Chicago called Cheer Accident, who have put out unbelievable 24 albums over their career. Very eclectic, and yeah, they're experimental, cut-up music, prog rock, jazz, I don't know, anything you want to call it, it's prog. The song we heard was Maison de Velours Écureuil, the House of Lovely Squirrels. Cheer Accident, from their new album Here Comes the Sunset, came out this February. And before that, we heard a producer, Bear, with a Kenyan folk musician, Macadam, and their song together, just a single they did, called Nyako. Yes, and we started that set with the great Combo Chimbita out of New York City, Colombian American music, and the song Memoria, which started out kind of like a cool funky hip-hop song, and then went to this wild wild cumbia experimental thing. So yeah, Combo Chimbita, their new album Ire, and it's a third LP. And next up on this show, we have a psychedelic rock duo from Kyiv, Ukraine. And this is my small shout out and way of supporting those lovely people over there. Unthinkable things happening in that country right now, and like, I'm not gonna give you my opinion too hard, but I think the most beautiful way that this conflict could end is if Russian soldiers rise up and drop their weapons and just step away from this whole thing, because they have the autonomy and the agency to do such a thing. I mean, maybe easy for me to say, for sure, but yeah, that's I think this might, I mean, I'm hopeful this can all end with people realizing, you know, what's important in the world, and yeah, it could be a more beautiful future because of this whole thing. So let's give them the good vibes. And this is a band from Kyiv called I had to put in the translation machine, sorry, I'm not good with Cyrillic. The band's called Richter, and the album, just a 3-song EP, came out last year called The Planet of Love and Something Else, and the song is called Going to the River, right here. Richter, from the capital city, Kyiv, Ukraine. Much love to them. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Yeah. I want to see. Having seen the afterbirth of an aborted soul and the blind eyes of a volunteer slave lost in the obedience of their worth. Having felt the hurt of hearts not beating as one, tossed around like rubber balls only to bounce back in our faces, making our vision blurred and our faith obscure. Having heard the screams and the frantic sirens of a cry for help, for a child on fire, a drowning man, and a woman consumed by hate. Having smelled the stench of a rotting heart, an infected mind, and contaminated thoughts of how we treat each other. Having tasted the stale bread, the spoiled milk, the rancid meat of a meal not fit for a dog, I know what I want my senses to feast on. I know the music I want to hear. I know the air I want to breathe. I know the love I want to feel for all good people and things I see. I want to see, touch, taste, hear, and smell the freshness in the air, the integrity in our hearts, the determination in our will to make this world a better place, to make the rain wash clean our souls, quench the thirst of a dried out existence, and make us believe all things are possible. And God, however you call him or her, has never left your side. I want to see the sun smiling and watch him caress the moon and give us stars to wear in her hair. No prisons, no locks, no keys, no killings, no laws to control the free of us, but a paradise, a heaven on earth, where everyone can sing and dance to their own music, and we live only to bless each other. To bless each other. To bless each other. Bless each other.
Wandering Rhythms. On the radio, yes, that's right, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, a mystically shrouded mountain at the moment. Oof, we got that mist back, the natural state of this place. Yes, so we heard some great new music there. That's my opinion. Don't trust me, but that's what I think anyway. We heard from the last poets. No, one of the last poets. That was, the last song we heard was Abiodun Oyewole, one of the founding members, poet, teacher, from the band The Last Poets, which, starting in the late 60s, was one of the very first bands. It wasn't even hip-hop back then. There was no such thing. But this band, The Last Poets of New York City, are considered the founders, or one of the bands that led to hip-hop. Their stuff was much more poetry, like spoken word, than rhythmic, what became hip-hop later on in the 70s and 80s. But yeah, they laid the foundation. And their music is so deep and spiritual and just wonderful, a celebration of African culture, African-American culture, and, yeah, all cultures, humanity. So his new album, Abiodun Oyewole, his album is called Gratitude. That just came out in February, and we heard What I Want to See with some, yeah, nice hand percussion, I believe a djembe, and yeah, just always sparse and focusing on the lyrics of the music, which is, yeah, a beautiful thing. A lot of music, including the music I make, probably overstuffed with so many instruments, but they just keep it simple and let the voice really lead. So yes, Obiodun, Oyewole. Before that, we heard a tiny, tiny, 1 minute long piece of energetic post-punk, the band Empath of Philly, Pennsylvania. Two females and two males, a interesting group there, with, yeah, very, a lot of very short songs. Corner of Surprise was the song from their new album, Visitor. Also, new music of 2022. Wow, we're just rolling through. So much good music coming out. And we started off that set with an album from last year by a group from Kyiv, Ukraine. They're called Richter. And the song, if I can remind myself, the song was Going to the River. So beautiful psychedelic rock, really really inspired by the 60s, the Beatles, and even freakier bands. And yeah, love that a lot. So we're going to move through, let's say, okay, just one more piece of music before we travel in the second hour to the small nation, not a nation, the giant island of Newfoundland. Yes, Newfoundland music, a whole hour of it coming up after this song. So next, though, we're going to hear from Bamako, Mali's Rokia Kone, who is one of Mali's new leading female artists, part of the West African music collective called Les Amazones d'Afrique. And here's her big moment in the spotlight. So with producer Jackknife Lee, Rokia Kone, from her new album Bamanan, here is Bi Ye Tulonba Ye on Wandering Rhythms Radio. Le fate tu mala, anna tu la, vuolo fate tu malina.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
She's just not reaching her potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The Lyme Network is a nonprofit organization and excludes